there are some activists suggesting that the passports situation, the economic citizenship program, they're calling for a commission of inquiry. They're suggesting there are irregularities.
But commission of inquiry in what? What are the irregularities? This is a very transparent arrangement. The procedure is published on our website. The agents are published on our website. Anybody who has gone through our program can tell you how they went through the program. We have continuously explained to people what the program is about, how it is administered, and so forth. All the monies that we raise from the economic student program is audited by the Director of Audit. It is submitted to the Parliament. You can go to our budget estimates and look at our projections, look at our reports to the Parliament in terms of revenue generated from the economic student program. The state can give you any officer in the state, in the Treasury or the Director's Office or the Financial Secretary, FSU, the Office of the Department, can give you a full account of every citizen that has gone through the program since the government took this Labour Party office, every single cent that has been raised, and we can show you where every single cent that has been taken from this account of the National Bank spent.
Despite this, Mr. Prime Minister, there's a suggestion out there that you are selling passports. Yes. Unscrupulous people have Dominican passports in their hands.
Yeah, but how do I sell them? How do I sell passports? All the passports are issued by the Immigration Department. All. I have passports in my office, and if that's what obtaining workers.
Can you deny that categorically?
This is total nonsense. I am denying it categorically. This is why we are taking the matter to the courts. So if, for example, Thompson Franklin has evidence to prove otherwise, then bring it to the courts. You see what I'm saying? Because the court is an independent arbiter.
What about the suggestion that, for example, a notorious Indian national has a Dominican passport?
But this has been categorically denied. This is no facts to show that Ibrahim Dawood has ever applied or received a passport from us. And the issue of Karan Singh, based on the diligence report by bishops, there were no adverse reports on him. What is happening to Karan Singh, as far as we know from the courts of India and from the government of India, is that he's having a custody battle with his wife. And this is a civil matter. And the states, as far as I know, in Dominica, we don't get involved in civil matters. If a man and his wife is divorcing, we don't get involved unless if that person's life is threatened by each other. You understand?
What about the suggestion that the government is putting in place diplomats who are less than?
But this is not true. This is not true at all. If we make a recommendation and we seek agreement from a particular government, we have to wait for the government's no objection. We in Dominica, for example, have objected to diplomatic appointments from foreign governments.
But one of your former diplomats is suggesting that this thing is not about Crispin Gregoire.
Crispin Gregoire should have said so when he was ambassador. Ask him whether in his 9 years or 10 years or 12 years as an ambassador, whether we have ever engaged him in any of this on these issues. Where's the evidence to prove it? To come and say without substantiating that very serious allegation is manifestly unfair to the government. I mean, you look at Gabriel Christian. Gabriel Christian had advised me to appoint 6 non-Dominicans, various diplomatic posts across the world. 6.
How many of them did you appoint?
We didn't proceed with them. You see what I'm saying? But here it is, they're opposing the use of non-Dominicans. You understand? And the fact is, the government just cannot afford to have missions in certain parts of the world. And we have to use resources that are made available to us to the benefit of the people of Dominica.
Is there due diligence on
our part? And also when you send agrima, the receiving state also does its own checks. You understand? So if something is adverse that we may not have picked up, the receiving state would raise it matter with us and say, look, this person has had a problem with us in the past. And sometimes somebody may object to somebody purely on political grounds. That person may be a strong opponent of the sitting government politically, or may have financed the opposition of previous parties. So you have all sorts of considerations during that process. But I can tell you that, I mean, first of all, the government cannot run a country on hindsight. We take decisions based on information we have at the time. If something is brought to you, after all, it is what action you take based on additional information you have. That is critical. I mean, when you go to America and you become an American citizen, and if you commit a crime and you were deported, should you hold the government of the United States responsible for your actions? At the time they grant you citizenship, you were an upstanding citizen. You found yourself in difficulties. You have to stand and take responsibility for your own actions.